look who made it.
Hey, I know.
Say hi to the mic.
The mic.
Get it.
Just made a startling discovery.
Uh-oh. What's that, Mike?
I have this little plastic container I use to recycle my papers in. You know, I fill it up and then I put it out on the curb.
It's got bugs.
It's got to have insects in it.
No. You know, I was getting ready to put the newspapers in there, and you know, I saw that there's like a little fluid at the bottom.
Uh-oh.
And then I realized that there was a smell emanating from the fluid. Somebody must have took a piss in this thing when it was out on the... Yeah, you see that shit? And the thing is, you know, I've been coming into my apartment for a week now, and I'm like, there's a smell.
Wondering about the smell.
Yeah, there was a smell, and I'm like, where's that coming from, you know? Well, I found out where it's coming from.
Sorry, Mike. I didn't realize it was your recycling thing. Yeah, sorry. Bro. Yeah.
A little bit of piss at the bottom. People around here are animals. I can't believe somebody pissed in my recycling bin. Oh, that fucking ruined my night. Now I can't get the smell out of my nose. If I had to, like, get deep into the thing to get a good whiff. Yeah, I got a good whip.
Did this just happen?
Yeah.
But you had it in your house for a few days?
I had it in my apartment for a week. It's a mystery. Where's that smell coming from?
There's something weird around here.
Now I'm like, do I put it on the curb again? Are they going to piss in it again? Do I have to put it out in the morning so they don't piss in? I can't assume. I'm assuming they didn't piss in it in the middle of the, you know, in the morning.
I don't think they're necessarily going to come back, though.
It might have been a one-off.
No, I don't know. I think people hold grudges on my block. If they notice your car is parking too long and that type of stuff.
Yeah.
All right, Mike.
My neighbors aren't very neighborly, let's put it that way.
Might be a good time to take up archery. Just saying.
I just say he needs to get out his drill and a quarter-inch bit and drill some holes in the bottom of it so it doesn't hold as much of the fluid.
I thought
you were going to say his neighbor's car. It's the speed holes.
I don't know if you guys, anybody saw, I posted on Twitter a while back. One of my neighbors in my building, he posted this very lengthy diatribe against people who were letting their dog shit in front of our a building, you know, in the grass, and not picking up after them. He wrote this lengthy thing about how he's going to get them and all this stuff. And you know, I see him now every once in a while at this bar I go to. And he's telling me that he's got a new setup, that he's got some cameras trained on the front of the building now, and he's really going to catch the culprit. Yeah, he's pretty sophisticated with the computers. Actually, I think he's running some sort of personal business out of his apartment. So he may be onto the culprit soon. Maybe he'll catch my recycling bin pisser as part of the surveillance.
That could get on America's Funniest Home Videos. Oh, Mike left anyway. Thanks, Mike.
I laugh because America's Funniest Home Videos, which probably most people don't even realize is still on the air, is a perennial favorite in Master's Tavern. when 60 Minutes comes on, it's up against 60 Minutes. So, you know, my relief on Sundays will always have 60 Minutes on the main television and America's Funniest Home Videos on the other television. And most times, I'm actually just watching the funniest videos. I'm not even watching 60 Minutes.
There are good compilations of, I like to relax watching Russian dashboard crash compilations.
As Mike types furiously.
That's not me.
Welcome to the insect recap.
Frederick?
Yes?
I have a question for you. How do you get rid of black ants in, like, an apartment? You have any tips on that?
Black napalm. Ants?
Yeah.
You gotta get napalm. A bunch of styrofoam and then about a quart of gasoline.
And a syringe.
If you need it, yeah. If you want
in the ant hole.
A controlled napalm.
I'm on the third floor. I don't know where the ant hole is.
You really don't want to kill them if you can help it. Now, you're in Pennsylvania, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know those ants.
No, probably a quarter from end to end.
A quarter? That's pretty big.
And not a full quarter. You know, think they're thin, so.
Where do you see them gathering?
A little bit in the kitchen.
Clean around the sink.
Yeah, I mean, I've been
okay.
Keeping things extra clean since.
Their trail from the sink, follow it back, and find out where they're coming in.
Mm-hmm.
And ants either like cellulose or they're like protein. And you got to figure out what they're going after. Do they want the sugar, or do they want the peanut butter?
They've not really closed in on the food yet.
No.
Once in a while, I just see them hanging on the walls.
Those are just visitors. You have to accept that as part of being a person, of being on planet Earth. Just say hello.
Well, I mean, it's enough that I'm noticing them.
Well,
you suggest they fall into their hole.
Is put some caulk in their hole.
Oh, that's just terrible. But
I would
suggest the head one when you get there and leave its head on like a spike or something. But Frederick's just putting caulk in the hole. This is horrible, Frederick's. This is a train wreck.
It probably will be by the time this podcast is over. But well, I don't think that was
flat the impaler on them, you know, heads on poles. It just, you know.
Well, you could try and use the psychological routine that Stan is suggesting. However, ants are much more instinctive, and they don't really go for the psychological warfare thing so much, quite frankly.
I got these traps. I'm trying to see if they are the ones recommended.
So now I'm terrified to go outside because of all this bug talk.
Oh, I got something called combat.
Oh, man. That's like napalm. Might as well make your own napalm.
Right.
Wow.
Brian says, look in the yellow pages and check under rent an anteater.
That would probably be the most fun way of getting rid of them.
I'll bet there's one on Craigslist.
Of course there was.
Right? There you go. Well, you don't want to buy one because when you run out of ants, that thing's going to get really expensive.
Yeah, because I never told you guys my ant farm story, did I?
No, but we have an hour to so to kill. Let's hear.
Yeah, and Mike's not talking, so I might as well. This is my equivalent of a massive story.
I would like everyone to tell an insect story, but...
Hey, that's a great idea. You guys are still there, right?
I'm up for the insect stories.
Wait, what?
Jiminy.
I got an insect story.
There you go.
Bed bugs.
Yeah.
I told the bed bug story.
Oh.
I won that war, though.
You did?
I beat the bed
bug. Napalm?
No. And I never even had to call. I mean, I couldn't afford it. I mean, when you call the exterminator for bed bugs, you're looking at like a $700 bill. So
yeah.
That was out of the question. I just kept getting they have these covers, you know, for your mattress. And it took a while. I mean, I literally had to buy three or four of them before I finally won the war of attrition. And, no more bed bugs. But I have a story about butterflies.
Oh, what do you got against butterflies?
How did you kill those?
No, I didn't kill the butterflies. Somebody told me, I talked about this on Twitter, that you can buy butterflies. They come wrapped in these sort of individual packages. And then when you open the packages, the butterflies become activated. And you can, you know, have these butterflies for events. Somebody had them for a birthday. And, yeah. They're packaged butterflies. I'd never heard of it before. It sounded like science fiction to me, but somebody says it's true. It really happens.
Your posting was the first I've heard of that. And they're monarchs?
I don't know exactly what kind of butterflies they are.
So they just come out of the package and they know how to fly to Mexico from there? How does that work?
No, not all of them became activated. There were a couple casualties, and there were lots of kids at this party, you know, so they're like, what's wrong with that one? So there's sort of a risk involved when you get these for kids, you know. You may end up with a bunch of dead butterflies, but most of them did, you know, fly up, and, you know, they had a little bit of a, you know, a little event there. Is that the end of the insect stories? I thought things were heating up in here.
Yeah.
I knew a guy I went to high school with. It looked for 3 or 4 days. He was down at his cottage at the lake, and his family just thought he had a scab on his face from having scraped himself.
Uh-oh.
And then about the fourth day, somebody realized it was getting bigger, and it was a tick.
Ooh.
I don't know how you can not realize that it's a tick on your face, but that's the...
That's bizarre.
It is bizarre. A lot of leeches up here too, but they're not insects.
Oh, you think I remember that?
Okay.
Is that Cormod? Boots and pants and boots and pants. Boots and pants. Is that Cormod?
What?
No. No. Okay, all right, because I'm in my dad's house tonight. I'm sleeping here because I got an appointment with hopefully a hopeful law school tomorrow. And
all right, so we can pray for you.
Oh, thank you. Everything would be appreciated. Well, I really want to go to university.
Does Donald Sterling still have his team?
Oh, I don't know.
He hasn't lost it, right?
They're trying to oust him, though, now, because after that did you see the interview last night?
No.
You missed that on Anderson Cooper? You didn't get to see that? You should try to go online and find out.
No, Eric. I don't do TV that way. I prefer if people tell me about it. So, guess
it did
what?
It did not go well.
Secondhand news.
Did he go crazy?
Yes, he did.
What'd he say? Come on, don't leave me in suspense.
He made comments about Magic Johnson, about how, like, you know, like, he prayed for him. How did he say it? Can anybody give me the... How did he say when he had those AIDS?
No, what did he do? He went and got AIDS.
Yeah, that's what he said. What did he do? He went and got AIDS,
oh,
yeah.
Oh, when a black man gets successful, he goes out and gets AIDS.
That was basically what he said, yeah.
Yes, me, I get a 25-year-old girlfriend that records my phone conversations and gives them to the media. There must be a God, right? Sorry.
No comment.
How about when Jews make it, then they help other Jews, but when black people make it, they don't help black people?
Yeah, he said that too. He did.
It went on and on and on.
Well, what he meant was when black people make it, they get angry and they kill Tupac. You know,
he doesn't know who Tupac is, Stan. I call bullshit on that one.
Okay, then he killed Tupac. Oh, I don't know.
I'm down with it. I believe that.
The only one hearing this weird mic noise, or is that me?
It's you.
Is it? Yeah. You still have like an echo thing going on.
I did think about asking everybody to turn up their speakers just to see what would happen.
Using earbuds, I would die.
Well, that would be interesting. I'd be a little sad, but boy, I would probably make it on the Huffington Post. First man dead from a Skype chat.
If they did a thing on Saturday Night Live where, is this the person who won the Eurovision Song Contest? Did her Ariana Huffington impersonation of her talking about that, it would all be worthwhile.
I heard about that person. I saw a photo of him.
Yep.
What's that crazy sound?
It's a little unnerving.
Oh, it's Mike?
Is it Mike?
What's
the
crazy sound?
Mike sounds like he's in a well, and the phone's at the top of it.
I want everybody to turn up their speakers. Come on, turn up your speakers, everybody, just for like 10 seconds.
I don't know how on this computer.
All the way up?
Yeah, just turn it up. Only Stan will blow up. Like the little white mouse. Hey, it's not working. Nothing's happening. Oh, there we go. Come on. A little louder, everybody. We're trying to kill Stan tonight. Make it in the Guinness Book of World Records. Stan, are you with us?
What?
First Skype kill.
He's not dead. He's just deaf. There we go.
They're making weird noises. Who's this? I'm sorry, this is not safe.
We're breaking all kinds of new ground.
Who's that? If you were Paul McCartney, you would call it the Skype-astra.
But it sounds different when you come back to it, doesn't it, PC?
Yeah, you seem panicky.
Definitely panicked while this was going on. He's not ordinary.
I like watching Russian dashboard crash compilations.
Not ordinary.
For some reason, every car in Russia has a dashboard camera. Oh. I think it was originally because the cops were so crooked.
Oh, okay.
They wanted to protect themselves against shakedowns. Uh-huh. If you Google Russian dash cam compilation, they're just amazing. It's the craziest accidents, and just relentless.
And just so I can make a horrible, inappropriate comment, the biggest problem is that every car in Russia has a Russian behind the wheel, and that's why there are so many, you know, accidents. Rimshot somebody. There you go.
All right, well, I have a lot of problems with the Eastern Europeans, Stan.
Well, no, I technically am one. I'm Polish by ancestry, and I...
I can tell.
One for Frederick.
It's always that classic SCTV episode, the Russian television, where everything was...
The CCP1.
Yeah, yeah. Where the cameras were, like, enormous, you know, and everything was, like, horrible.
Yeah. Uzbeks. Don't give them money or matches.
Yeah, yeah.
If someone in your family drank and stole, Uzbeks.
That's a great...
The weird thing was, like, that was... That thing... I rewatched it, and that thing is, like... It's prophetic. Like, I don't know how you can even take Russia seriously as a superpower when that's the stuff. Knowing that that's how what things are like, it was ridiculous.
They have a big army, though, Dugald. I think they keep that updated.
Well, I think that's it. They put all their effort into, it was all into military stuff. They weren't, consumer products weren't really the priority.
Right.
And their economy is, like, pretty much gutted from the Sochi Olympics. And now that they've taken on Crimea, that's another, it's like $3 billion a month or some crazy number like that that they don't have. Which is why they're trying to take the eastern part of the country so they have a land route for, you know, to deliver things, so they don't have to do it by water and air. It's gonna get worse.
Well, you know, Stan, because of you, I went back and re-listened to a Dan Carlin episode called "Poking the Bear." You know who Dan Carlin is?
No, I don't. Actually,
he's a very well-read political guy. Gets kind of long-winded. Some of his podcasts are 4 hours long.
I don't know how you can listen to them.
I don't listen to the four-hour ones. I don't. And actually, I have to listen to them when I'm home alone because nobody else cares to hear them. But he's very well-read. And he was talking about how going back to Boris Yeltsin asking the United States not to take advantage of Russia when it was in its period of transition. And then he played something from Democracy Now! Talking about how the NGOs, United States NGOs, were over there destabilizing the government of Ukraine and trying to encourage them to go back to Europe. And that what Putin was doing, while violent and very aggressive, it was also very understandable considering the relationship and that the United States had promised not to take advantage of Russia while it was going through its transition. Poking.
There's a great book about Ukraine called Borderlands, which tells about 1,000 years worth of history, and it's got some really funny stuff around when they're all arguing about when who gets what after the First World War, and somebody says that they would no sooner give Ukraine back to the Poles than they would give, and it was like the Prime Minister of England said they would no sooner give Ukraine back to the Poles than they would give a clock to a chimpanzee.
Oh, it was terrible. Now Stan's really pissed.
But then at least Britain really stood up for Poland then in 1939,
right?
Yeah, made up for it then.
Yeah.
And for all sorts of different, and even Ukraine and Russia. Russia means, Rus means red, yeah, like red hair, because they were Vikings. It was actually Vikings who founded Ukraine. Completely crazy story. Like Vikings from Norway got on a boat and went all the way there and started a city and traded there. And that was the birthplace of Russia and Ukraine, which is one of the reasons why they get so worked up about it. Russia gets so worked up about Ukraine.
It's like the birthplace of their country. I'm trying to think what would be an equivalent anywhere else.
Massachusetts and
yeah, maybe. Or Philadelphia or something.
Well, so it would be easy to get people worked up about.
Plus, they keep murdering each other in the millions. They hate each other.
The blood in them was an inch deep. It was horrifying.
Wow. Because there are tons of Ukrainians in Canada, right? And there are tons of Ukrainians in Ukraine. Where I live. Here, there are all these little towns, or in every town, it doesn't matter if there are 400 people, there are two churches.
Oh, they start right from the beginning, huh?
Two churches and two graveyards, yep.
Oh, man.
Because they're either Orthodox or they're Catholic. Fun people, though. They throw great parties.
Well, that is.
Actually, we had a guy who was the beekeeper. He never gave us any honey at all, and it turned out he was a moonshiner.
Really tasty.
He's a character.
That is one of the good things about eating wild game, is you don't really have to worry about antibiotics and all the other crap that they give them.
Yeah, it's like smoking American spirits, Fredericks.
Similar, I guess. I've done both.
Want some deer meat, Fredericks?
It's called venison.
It's called venison.
You gotta bring some down?
Do you have a connect, Mike?
Yeah, I have a connect in masses. No, there's literally this guy who's he hunts regularly. I guess he's brought meat into the bar for people. I've never had
it. It's probably tasty. The blood sort of was an inch deep. It was tasty.
Hey, AP Mike.
Yeah.
Why were you asking if anybody could speak Polish earlier?
I've heard good things. There's a Polish-American bar in Bayonne.
Yeah.
And this one guy tells me that I should go there just to observe, but just to see the way they carry on. Apparently, they get very enthusiastic and riled up about things. They'll get, like, right in each other's faces. They'll be yelling at each other, and then they're friends again. He says it's quite a show. And this guy, yeah, he doesn't know any Polish, but he'll go there every once in a while just to watch the action. Mm-hmm.
This sounds nothing like me at all.
But they were saying it would be even better, I would think. That's why I was going to invite Stan up, and we can hang out at the Polish American Club because, you know, everybody's speaking Polish. Does it sound interesting anyway? I mean, if you
want. Oh, yeah, completely.
Come up to Bayonne sometime, you know. We can hang out.
You get that dumb thing on TV where they say you can learn any language. Learn Polish. It is part of my ancestry. Yeah, I'm in.
Hey, so we haven't talked about any movies yet, Mike. And I have not seen this movie, but I was wondering if anybody else did. The Harry Nielsen documentary?
I've seen it.
What did you think?
I remember it being good.
Could you convey less enthusiasm? You really sound like... Sorry.
Yeah, no, it was just okay. I mean, it didn't make me a believer. It didn't make me like him anymore or less.
Sounds like a failure then, because that's what a documentary is supposed to do. Make you love someone or hate them. You're never supposed to think for yourself. Right, Fredericks?
I just got back. So I don't know whether to agree or not.
Don't. Or do.
Don't.
I don't.
It's okay. I mean, if you're a fan, you'd probably like it. You know, I saw it a while ago. It was all right.
And I keep going back and forth. I had it laying around. I was curious, though, PC, how did they examine his time with John Lennon during the Lost period there?
Yeah, I think so. Mike, I think we might agree on it. It didn't leave a strong impression on me, I think would be...
Well, yeah, I mean, they didn't really have any footage of him, you know, too much, you know, talking or anything.
Oh, was it mostly just one of those talking heads and everybody's remembering?
Yeah, it's one of those.
Oh, you know what? I won't be seeing
Oh, it's not that bad.
I watch maybe one movie a month.
It's not gonna make it.
I'm 54 years old.
It's worth an hour and a half of John Lennon in it, and they give some guy who comes on and testify that those guys were like really awful in on one another. And do you know about that Pussycats album? Like, I'm not an authority on it, but I guess him and Lennon were acting like real assholes when they were recording that. They were into having screaming matches, and Harry Nielsen like blew out his vocal cords during that.
Oh, I did hear about that now that you mentioned it, because he could never sing those really high notes anymore.
Yeah, like I think it gave him like serious permanent damage. Like, yeah, it wrecked his voice. But for Jonathan, it was all the way unscathed.
Not meaning to go all the way back, but I understand that Lou Barlow from Dinosaur Jr. blew out his voice in that last song on Bug, Why Don't You Like Me? Do you know that song where he just screams, Why Don't You Like Me? I understand he damaged his vocal cords.
And he's never been the same?
I don't know. He sounded all right. Yeah, well, and John Lennon, was that during his primal scream thing?
No, I think it was just during his, like, drunken asshole thing.
Oh, like, I understand that.
When he was separated from Yoko Ono, he went out on, like, a...
two-year bender?
Yeah, bender, yeah.
But it was probably one of the less miserable times of Lennon's life. I mean, he got to be away from Yoko for a couple of years, and
he seemed like he was definitely doing what he wanted to do, you know?
Are you being ironic, Stan?
I challenge you to spend any length of time with Yoko Ono, Mike.
Well, but I mean, they say that he was unhappy because he wasn't with her, and that's why he ended up back with her.
What was his girlfriend's name then? Sun Yi? No, there was another Asian woman. Yeah, there you go. She was on Stern when I used to listen to Stern in the late 80s, early 90s. And I've even seen some documentary where, like, I don't know, like, apparently they were really happy and he wasn't miserable, and they were talking about doing a Beatles reunion, and Yoko basically squashed all that. So yeah,
that would be like, if like, don't we owe Yoko a thanks that we didn't get like a late 70s Beatles reunion? That was probably for the best that didn't happen.
Well, and you know, I used to try to say that Yoko's singing was like a free jazz saxophonist, and
she was no Ornette Coleman.
No. Or Eric Dolphy.
There you go.
I would agree with you. I have one of her albums. I think it's Fly, and it's a double. I don't think I've ever heard the second disc of it. But
I'm in the same category though. Like, I think I remember Robert Christgau giving her good reviews, and I got suckered into buying one or two of them, and yeah, it was like a one-listen album, you know?
Yeah, and like, when you're listening to it, you're kind of appreciating it, and Lennon's making his guitar sound like, it's like, you know, he's really having a go at it, you know? It's like, the band sounds great, but it's not something you'd be like, oh, I want to put that on again. Yeah.
But I do generally have trouble with Chinese music.
No, she's Japanese.
She's Japanese.
She's quite famously Japanese.
Did I just saw her walk into... I don't know.
Go ahead, Duma, we're sorry.
No, it's okay.
I'm happy to hear that. I only paid $4.99 for the Yoko Ono CD, though. At least I didn't pay full price.
Is it Fly?
But I found her art was super bossy. Like, it was always telling you what to do. That's what struck me about it.
Not like, it wasn't at all... Lennon, so, why not? Yeah.
But it wasn't at all sort of be free. Every single one of her things is just saying, do this, do that, do that.
Instructional, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
I know how to save the world. Just listen to me.
Clean up after Sean.
When he was in his chimpanzee phase... Wow. Speaking of chimpanzees,
here we go.
I just read about this. A chimp, he would collect rocks throughout the day and wait for people to come to see him so he could throw rocks at them. He would build up a whole pile of rocks to throw at the people staring at him. He had forethought enough to know that the people were coming and he wanted to throw rocks at them, so he would go and get a bunch of rocks beforehand so he would have them when the people showed up.
So anyway, Harry Nielsen,
where did he keep his rocks?
He snorted them.
Nasal cavities.
That's all I got.
Just trying to interrupt you.
Little Oblio had no point.
Well, that's good, Stan. I had forgotten all about that.
I haven't heard that in like 30 years. But
it locked in your brain.
I was saving it.
Yeah, just for this moment. Oh, life is magical.
Yes, it is.
What can be asserted without evidence can also be dismissed without evidence. said Christopher Hitchens, but I think I gave some evidence, so screw you, dead guy.
Weren't a fan?
No, I like him all right. Uh-huh. He was okay. I don't like the angry atheists.
I don't either.
When I read The God Delusion, which actually read very easily, that was well written and flowed right along, and I agreed with all the arguments and stuff, but he didn't come across as mean-spirited when I saw him actually interacting with people. He seemed like a prick, Dawkins, and I was like, wait a minute, I liked you so much.
Are we talking about Dawkins or Hitchens now?
Yeah, I thought we were talking about Hitchens.
Well, I'm just talking about the angry atheist, irreligionist.
What about when things like what's happening over in Nigeria happens, and don't you think there's a right to be angry about that? I mean, that's religion that's brought that about.
Well, it's true. It's true. No, and Dawkins, I mean, his argument about without religion, good people are going to be good and evil people are going to be evil. But only with religion can you make good people do evil things. That had a pretty powerful anti-religion stance, and that resonated with me. But no, I don't know. They use religion to do good things, too.
Although, well, here's to bring your two points together.
Thank you. Just like Harry Nielsen.
Well, just in terms of Nigeria, they're basically, I think, using the religion angle as an angle. They're going to basically ransom these women or sell them.
Oh, you're talking about the Boko Haram people.
Yeah, yeah. And
Western education is sinful.
Yeah, and
Western education is sinful. Don't you think that the fundamentalists in our country that do their homeschooling believe the same damn thing?
Most fundamentalism is anti-intellectual, you know? So, I mean, they sort of go hand in hand.
Yes.
Yeah. You know?
Yeah, religion is just what it's being hung on in this case, right? Like,
it's an excuse.
But it's always there. It's always there to use.
It's an excuse for kidnapping.
It's a good angle.
Yeah.
Well, it's anti-West, period. It's you know, Islamic fundamentalists are against the West. You know, the whole idea is they're against it. They want Sharia law and all that nonsense.
But it's so bogus, though, Mike.
It is bogus, but there's nuts that believe it. Idea is they're against it.
Yeah, just like the Saudis are.
They want Sharia law and all that nonsense.
But it's so bogus, though, Mike.
It is bogus, but there's nuts that believe it.
Not the people that are in power, though. You know, that's the thing about those sheiks and stuff.
In terms of Nigeria, they're basically using the religion angle as an angle. They're going to basically ransom these women or sell them.
We have to win bananas. First, excuse me. Testing out pink colors because I just moved here. So, excuse that.
Is this the sex bot?
No, it's a woman who's given a tutorial on cleaning your teeth with, or whitening your teeth with banana peels.
I thought the banana peel and the banana act had been repealed.
I told her to call.
I thought this would have to do with, like, where you roasted the inside of the skin and smoked it, and it was some sort of hallucinogen, but, yes. You know. Doesn't everyone here have a copy of the Anarchist Cookbook? Come on, step it up.
I passed it up when I saw it, too.
Are you a cop?
No.
Well, guys, I think I'm going to retire. It was amusing. I want to see who won the Bayonne election.
How many people were running for office?
There were three running for mayor. There was basically the two former police officers running, and apparently it was, like, very personal that they hated each other when they worked together as police officers.
Is there party affiliation in this?
No. It's just implied everybody's a Democrat in Bayonne.
Oh.
They put together these teams. So you had the mayor's team, Mark Smith, you know, he had his team, and then his opposition was Jimmy Davis.
That's the incumbent mayor was Mark Smith.
Yeah, yeah.
And what did you think of him?
Well, you know, I mean, I think Bayonne has been hurting it, but right now it looks it's an eyesore. At least I won't be getting flyers in the mail. You know, most of the election is
somebody's
just
somebody's got to close their refrigerator and get back to the program.
So every day I had these flyers stuffed in my mailbox.
Hyper negative?
It was somewhat negative. Yeah, they were giving Jimmy Davis a hard time because he moved out of Bayonne. You know,
carpetbagger, you know.
Well, that's what they did with Jimmy Davis.
Oh, yeah. Man, that's ridiculous.
Yeah. But it wasn't as nasty as I've seen in the past. I mean, you know, they were sort of implying that this guy had mafia connections. So on the flyers, you'd see these like guys meeting in shadows and stuff, and I'm like, what the hell is this, you know?
And now, so there was a third candidate, though, right?
Yeah, to tell you the truth, I didn't really hear much about him at all. He was just kind of, I think he was technically sort of a Republican, you know, but he didn't even call himself a Republican. He was like Mr. Pro-Business guy.
Yeah. So what was it looking like to you from what you were seeing?
From what I heard, it looked like Smith was going to win again.
Incumbent, yeah.
But what I like about Bayonne is that, you know, the politics, you see it in the street. You got, like, you know, it's very active. It's on the streets. But whereas, like, where I grew up in Howell, it's all behind the scenes, the politics, you know. These two actors in a diner, and they're like, oh, did you hear Jim Davis? He's running for mayor, you know. He hasn't lived in Bayonne in 12 years. Can you believe this guy? And they're talking like, you know, Jersey mooks, you know. I mean, it was goofy.
What's a mook?
It's just like, you know, idiots, you know.
Oh, okay.
But, you know, they were supposed to be, you know, typical Bayonne citizens, you know, kind of down to earth.
Yeah. Yeah, salt of the earth. Yeah.
Salt of the earth people, yeah. Anyway, I'm going to run, guys.
All right, Mike. Well, thank you for filling us in. I can't wait to find out who won next week.
Yeah. I'm sure you're sitting on the edge of your chair.
Well, not yet, but I will be next week.
All right, take it easy.
All right, take it easy.
Mike.
All right, you guys. Any late-breaking topics that I need to address?
I don't think so.